Momentum Worldwide, Little Book of Trends, 2025 edition. 2025 is here, a year of reinvention and connection. Looking back, 2025 used to feel like something way off in the distance, a year that marketers, statisticians, and scientists were constantly forecasting towards. And now, just like that, the year is finally here. Throughout 2024, we spent time reviewing patterns, topics, and trends in both consumer behavior and data. We started to notice something very special emerge, a pivot away from the underlying theme of reset and a larger focus on reinvention, connection, revitalization. In 2025, consumers are looking to community and connection to help them move forward positively, and that brands were looking to do the same. You'll notice that our 2025 Little Book of Trends focuses much more on how brands are responding to this current consumer need. Brands are reinventing their events, messaging, and experiences to build deeper connections with their audiences and foster a sense of community. This trend reflects a powerful shift. Brands aren't just marketing to consumers. They are embedding themselves into what truly matters. As we enter 2025, we hope that you'll be motivated by this year's set of trends and that you'll see there is so much learning and living to do. We're so excited to have you turn the page and be inspired. Be well and stay curious. Our top 10 trends also filter into several microtrends that we've been tracking over the last 6 years. Microtrend 1. Be better. The desire to improve one's own well-being. Microtrend 2. Wellness Mint. The combining of technology and wellness, be it physical, mental, or emotional, to improve a consumer's way of being. Microtrend 3. Human centering. The desire to keep even the most technologically advanced offerings humanized. Microtrend 4. Reinventalizing. The transformation and repurposing of something more established to become something completely new. Microtrend 5. Experienceification. Increasing consumer desire to have experiences in all areas of their lives. Microtrend 6. Enlightened mind. Consumer movement to transform their present toward more spiritual, emotional, or ethical growth. Microtrend 7. Food economics. Food and beverage brands' continued need to up their game in an increasingly crowded market. Microtrend 8. Minimalizing. The desire to strive for simplicity and seamlessness in an otherwise overloaded and complex society. Microtrend 9. Immersion fascination. Both the need and desire to connect with a brand or company in unique ways. Microtrend 10. PC pivoting. Reintroducing or making changes to a program, product, or experience post-COVID in order to maintain and manage new expectations and needs. Trend 1. Dreamscaping economy. As consumers aim for a better night's rest, brands look to offer some sweet dreams. You may or may not have heard the term sleep maxing in social media. The term encompasses techniques ranging from pre-sleep meditation to magnesium supplements and mouth tapes, all aimed at ensuring consumers get the best out of their nightly zzzs. We've always been told that sleep is essential to our everyday function and overall health. And as the definition of health has broadened to include physical, mental, and holistic well-being, we're recognizing that sleep is important to both our health goals. Americans have gained over 25 more minutes of sleep per night since 2003. While that might seem small, it's seen as a major change in consumer behavior as we continue to juggle our hectic schedules, screen time stress, work-life balance, environmental and political turmoil, and the list goes on. This isn't going unnoticed by brands. Both endemic and non-endemic brands are tapping into the widespread demand for quality slumber. Expect to see more sleep-related offerings in the upcoming year. Once you get past the high-tech mattresses and purple melatonin gummies, a whole bevy of products and services awaits, from sleep-enhancing cereal, circadian rhythm skincare, sleep-boosting hotel retreats, and even sleep concerts. The sleep economy is just getting started. Relevant microtrends, be better. The desire to improve one's own well-being. Wellness Mint, the combining of technology and wellness, be be it physical, mental, or emotional, to improve a consumer's way of being. Trend 2. Curated connection. Consumers are setting boundaries for digital and in-person experiences. Social media. We love it. We hate it. Regardless, it's not going anywhere anytime soon. It's hard to believe that the tool is still quite young, yet it's managed to become a necessity for many to both make connections and stay connected. At the same time, users are growing tired of scrolling through their feeds. In Momentum's own global research, fielded earlier in 2024, 66% of consumers find they are posting and commenting less on social media, due in part to the copious amounts of spam, recycled posts, and AI-created content making it hard to connect with others in a meaningful way. This frustration is driving users to seek more authentic ways to connect by welcoming niche platforms to foster real connections. Apps like Timeleft, which matches people with similar interests, and Trabili, a gamer-focused platform, are seeing impressive growth. They clearly got the memo. Users want intentional, meaningful interactions rather than algorithmic feeds. As we learned in our We Know experiences, The Connected Consumer earlier this year, consumers want genuine connection. As we enter 2025, it's comforting to see that consumers are setting new expectations and demands on how their online and offline worlds will interact. Relevant microtrends. Be better. The desire to improve one's own well-being. Human centering. The desire to keep even the most technologically advanced offerings humanized. Trend 3. Education. AI is entering the educational sphere, and it's a good thing. Education funding gaps challenge teachers and students regardless of country. Teachers continue to work and support their classrooms with limited resources, but help may be on the horizon from an unexpected ally, AI. Technology is not replacing educators. It makes quality education more accessible and personalized. Take, for instance, the Norwegian education tool Curepod, which has secured $4.8 million to help teachers create interactive lessons. Searches for the platform have soared by 767%. But it's not just teachers who are getting a helping hand. Students are also finding their tools. Tutor AI, designed to help users learn various subjects at their own pace, has seen an increase in searches by 2,275%. Interest in AI note-taking assistance has seen a growth in searches by 2,433%. While these tools might raise an eyebrow, the control genuinely lies with the teacher and student. Teachers will be able to focus more on the growth of each of their students, and students can learn at a pace that suits them. Could it be that 2025 will be the year that we begin to see AI as an ally and not the enemy? We think so. Relevant microtrends. Wellness Mint, the combining of technology and wellness, be it physical, mental, or emotional, to improve a consumer's way of being. Human centering, the desire to keep even the most technologically advanced offerings humanized. Trend 4, sophisticated sips, reinvented RTDs. Ready to drink, RTD. Spirits are seeing an evolution. Spirits-based RTDs were welcomed during the pandemic for their portability and convenience. They remain the fastest-growing segment in ALC Bev based on their iterative ability to innovate and captivate. They have evolved from cloying malt-based beverages to premium, well-balanced tipples on the palate. Equally as exciting is their agility to appeal to global and popular drink trends, which are currently leaning heavily into the agave spirit category and expanding into Japanese highballs, Brazilian caipirinhas, and Italian aperitivos. While they can behave like a regular cocktail, they usually have a lower ABV, appealing to health and wellness concerns as they relate to alcohol consumption and moderate drinking behavior. As the category continues to evolve, it's expected to be worth $40 billion by 2027. The market will also see more functional RTDs, enhanced with ingredients like adaptogens, nootropics, or CBD, appealing to drinkers who want more from their cocktails than just a buzz. While consumer behavior and preferences continually pivot rapidly, RTDs have found a way to keep pace and strengthen their appeal. Relevant microtrends. Food economics. Food and beverage brands' continued need to up their game in an increasingly crowded market. PC pivoting, reintroducing or making changes to a program, product or experience post-COVID in order to maintain and manage new expectations and needs. Trend 5. Neurodivergent navigators. As people feel empowered to advocate for themselves, they are pushing for brands to keep up. We're seeing an exciting shift in the awareness, acceptance, and embracing of neurodivergence. More people discover that their ADHD, autism, or other neurological differences aren't flaws, but simply different ways of experiencing the world. The challenge? Support systems are struggling to keep up. ADHD, one of the most common neurodivergent conditions, still lacks official guidelines for diagnosing and treating patients past childhood. In the U.S., and medication has failed to keep up with demand. But with knowledge comes power. People are advocating for themselves and finding their own solutions. Searches for ADHD coaching have jumped 305%, and new companies like Inflow ADHD have secured $14 million in funding and have seen their own 241% search increase. Well-known venues like Legoland are becoming certified autism centers, adding sensory rooms and quiet spaces to make overwhelming environments more accessible. We expect to see sensory and cool-down rooms become more commonplace in stores, experiences, stadiums, and arenas. There is a need for those that experience the world differently to be fully seen and supported. As this understanding grows, we're learning how to create spaces and systems that work for different kinds of minds. Relevant microtrends. Be better. The desire to improve one's own well-being. Enlightened mind. Consumer movement to transform their present toward more spiritual, emotional, or ethical growth. Trend 6. Going solo. Living and dining alone doesn't mean being lonely. Solo living is on the rise. Approximately 28% of global households are single person, and that number is expected to reach 35% by 2050. With the rise of solo living comes a revolution in how we think about food and dining. It's about more than smaller portions. It's about embracing and celebrating solo dining culture. While many companies still design for families, innovative brands are catching up to the reality of single-person households. Take Del Monte's new compact pineapple, created after discovering that solo shoppers often skip buying fruit to avoid waste. South Korea is taking the lead, even creating a new term, honbap, for eating alone. Restaurants there are creating personal booths complete with TVs, taking what was once seen as a lonely experience and turning it into an elevated experience. A complete shift from traditional restaurants where everything often makes solo diners feel like an afterthought. This trend will become more pronounced until it becomes part of our culture. Brands should be inspired to reimagine how they are marketing and messaging to singles. Stop treating meals as a reminder of solitude and celebrate the opportunities they bring. Relevant microtrends. Minimalizing. The desire to strive for simplicity and seamlessness in an otherwise overloaded and complex society. Food economics. Food and beverage brands' continued need to up their game in an increasingly crowded market. Trend 7. Tactile treats. Upscaling the everyday for younger generations and others with affordable luxury. Upscaling and customization turn everyday accessories into statements of self-expression, adding value beyond function. The resurgence of mini charms, patches, and trinkets has reignited this trend, especially among younger generations who crave self-expression and are drawn to unique personal touches. The shift makes even small collectibles feel like tangible experiences, powered by nostalgia and the tactile pleasure of owning something that can be touched, held, and displayed. Making little luxuries feel accessible is powerful. Brands are offering affordable ways to upscale personal items without the investment of larger goods. The Hermes horsebag charm, for instance, is a piece that reflects Hermes elegance at a fraction of the cost of one of their bags. Offering bite-sized pieces that create space for individuality without sticker shock will open a new level of exclusivity for an inclusive generation that values style and substance, but is mindful of spending. Brands are getting creative too. Gentle Monster collaborated with Blackpink's Jennie to create sunglasses designed for adding charms, turning eyewear into a canvas for personal style. Meanwhile, mini brands and Ulta Beauty are letting beauty enthusiasts collect tiny versions of their favorite products, proving that sometimes the best things really do come in small packages. Relevant microtrends, experiencification, increasing consumer desire to have experiences in all areas of their lives. Reinventalizing, the transformation and repurposing of something more established to become something completely new. Trend 8, QVC for Gen Z. Live social shopping is transforming from a niche trend to a full-blown retail revolution. We've seen the signs a TikTok live stream, an amazing item being showcased, and then, boom, it becomes instantly purchasable with just a tap. No more switching between apps, no more second guessing. Social media platforms like Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook are turning shopping into a real-time interactive event. Influencers aren't just showing off products anymore. They're your personal shopping guides, answering questions, and creating a community around every purchase. It's more than just convenient, it's fun, as brands realize consumers want more than just products, they want experiences. Live shopping is blending the best of online convenience with the excitement of live interaction. We expect that the global live shopping market is going to take off in 2025 and become a major force in online retail. For brands, it's a golden opportunity. For consumers, it's shopping reimagined. Relevant microtrends. Immersion, fascination. Both the need and desire to connect with a brand or company in unique ways. Reinventalizing. The transformation and repurposing of something more established to become something completely new. Trend 9. The luxury lull. As luxury becomes common, consumers crave true exclusivity. One of the definitions of luxury is a desirable item which is expensive or difficult to obtain. Purchasing a luxury item can make someone feel special, but what happens when this feeling stops? We are seeing more and more high-end brands everywhere, and that special feeling is losing its luster. Luxury leaders are starting to warn about luxury fatigue, where consumers are simply getting tired of being bombarded with premium products. How can that be, you ask? The signs are clear. What once felt exclusive now feels ordinary. In fact, Frédéric Grangier, CEO of Chanel Watches and Fine Jewelry, recently gave an interview to the Swiss newspaper Le Temps, stating he believes the industry's most worrying issue is customer fatigue and the trivialization of luxury, predicting a difficult 2 years ahead for the business. The idea that luxury has become common had caused that sparkle to fade. The luxury pendulum will swing back eventually. As we look to 2025, expect luxury brands to begin eschewing influencer partnerships and pivoting back to what made their products special in the first place, exclusive, hard-to-get items. After all, isn't the whole point of luxury that not everyone can have it? Relevant microtrend, reinventalizing, the transformation and repurposing of something more established to become something completely new. Trend 10, go with your gut. Science's important discovery is bringing the word microbiome into day-to-day conversation. Research shows a connection between the gut and the brain, with the two literally talking to each other all day. This gut-brain connection is revolutionizing how we think about mental health, stress management, and overall wellness. Consumers are intrigued and are educating themselves on what's best for both their mind and body, and the market is responding with everything from gut-friendly snack bars to flavored waters packed with beneficial ingredients. But that's not where it ends. We're entering an era of personalized gut health. At-home testing kits and app-based gut care systems are empowering consumers to take charge of their health and nurture their unique microbiome. And as this trend emerges, new research is finding that maintaining a healthy gut can influence everything from sleep quality to skin, and may even play a role in preventing conditions like Alzheimer's. And there's a new field emerging, metabolic psychiatry, that will use dietary interventions to support mental health. Keep your eye out for personalized solutions, from drinks to targeted supplements, meal kits, and more. And know that we predict this is just the beginning. We're going with our gut on this one. Relevant microtrends. Be better. The desire to improve one's own well-being. Wellnessment. The combining of technology and wellness, be it physical, mental, or emotional, to improve a consumer's way of being. Thank you for listening. You heard it here first. Momentum, Worldwide's top 2025 trends.